The president of Iraq has condemned the deadly attacks against protesters during anti-government rallies in his country. More people were killed overnight, taking the death toll from the week-long demonstrations beyond 110. Witnesses say security forces opened fire on protesters, but the government is insisting that armed groups outside its control are responsible. Now the head of a major paramilitary group has rejected that claim, as David Sparks reports.
Iraqis have begun burying family members killed during the unrest. Protesters are demanding the government take action to tackle a lack of jobs, poor services and widespread corruption. And this young man in Baghdad says they don't plan on backing down.
We have demands and they make promises, but they do not fulfil them.
President Baham Saleh has made a televised speech condemning attacks on both protesters and the media. He's called for ministerial changes and urged Parliament to introduce reforms.
Targeting the peaceful protesters and the security forces with live bullets and also targeting media outlets and journalists is not acceptable in an Iraq where we agreed to be democratic, where rights and freedoms are preserved.
One big unanswered question is who is responsible for shooting at the protesters. Journalists have reported seeing snipers open fire. But yesterday, the government insisted its security forces were not responsible, suggesting paramilitary groups outside its control were. But a major paramilitary leader has now rejected accusations his group is responsible. Fali Al-Fayyad is chief of the Popular Mobilisation Forces, which is an umbrella group of mostly Shiite Muslim paramilitaries backed by Iran.
The Popular Mobilisation Forces and the Peshmerga are reserve forces for the commander of the armed forces, who only interfere to fight any conspiracy whenever an order is given, and no order was given this time.
Serhang Hamas Said is Director of Middle East Programs at the United States Institute of Peace. Speaking from the city of Erbil in northern Iraq, he's told The World Today that with the media being restricted in its movements, it's difficult to know which groups are involved in the shootings. But everyday Iraqis are angry the government has failed to protect them.
Ordinary people and civil society that are mostly going armed groups and militia groups that they accuse of being connected to Iran. They accuse the government of not being able to protect the citizens.
Serhang Hamas Said says there's a reason why there hasn't been reform in Iraq. There are too many groups benefiting from the status quo in which corruption is rampant.
There are entrenched interests of political actors, security actors, including armed groups that benefit from the status quo in terms of gaining political leverage, in terms of economic access, in terms of basically getting the benefits of the state. So corruption is a real problem.
What kind of economic benefits do they get?
Benefits in terms of access to budgets and contracts, government contracts, and benefits in the form of salaries and laxed border and smuggling. So it could be many other forms. They are creative.
Serhang Hamas Said from the United States Institute of Peace. That report by David Sparks.